Hey, greetings everybody. This is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio. Coming to you today, edification, truth from God's holy word. Thanks for joining me, you saints and seekers, if you're listening in, seekers. Today I want to talk to you as I'm outside walking on a beautiful, cool evening. It's cooled down so nicely. I want to talk to you today about adiaphora. Explained. Adiaphora. Explained. I just have a quick teaching for you today. This came up and I wanted to cover it. Have you heard of this? Adiaphoria. It's a word that means indifferent. Related to Christian theology, the opinion that certain doctrines or practices in morals or religion are matters of indifference, because they are neither commanded nor forbidden in the Bible. That's the technical definition of adiaphoria. Basically, this is the areas where the Bible doesn't speak clearly on, or some people will say it's gray, or they're questionable as to whether it's sinful to do it or not. So people say, it's an adiaphoria. This is comparable to what some people call Christian liberty. So you've heard of Christian liberty. And so I wanted to discuss this with you because I've run into people regarding this. There really are not that many areas of true Christian liberty or adiaphoria, using their word. There's some areas. Things like not eating pork or eating pork, what day you gather with saints on, or like what style of head covering a lady will wear as long as it's covering her hair and it's not adorned, that type of thing. There are some areas of liberty or adiaphoria. So we saints must rightly divide the word. 2 Timothy 2:15, I like that. Divide. That word means cut straight. I love that. And so we have to cut straight on these areas of liberty, adiaphoria, to make sure that we are not abusing God's truth. Now, denominationalism has taken this idea of liberty or adiaphoria to a very, very sinful extreme. If you've come out of churchianity, you'll agree. If you're still in it, look around, you'll see it. You know, they say things like keeping pagan holidays, Christmas, Easter, Good Friday, Halloween, are a liberty issue. That simply is not true. I'll explain why. They say being of the world's, you know, politics, sports, entertainment, it's a liberty issue. Nope, that's a lie. And they say to dress like the culture, you know, it's a adiaphoria. It's an adiaphoria or a liberty issue. No, those are all lies. If you go read Romans 14, where Apostle Paul really covers Christian liberty, and everything he dealt with was the Old Testament to the New. He dealt with things like Sabbath, new moons. He had to deal with people eating pork, not eating pork, things like that. It had nothing to do with pagan, worldly, carnal, corrupt ways at all. They have stretched this liberty or this adiaphoria way out of bounds to corrupt God's word and truth so they can live in sin. What does the Bible say? Romans 1, 4 through 6. We are told to live in holiness and obedience, not to find loopholes, not to live in holiness and obedience. Romans 1, 4 through 6. And declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among the nations for his name, among whom ye also, the called of Jesus Christ. So we're to obey, we're to live in holiness. You look at the 40,000 corrupt denominations, yeah, there's 40,000 or more, and you'll see how they've abused God's grace and this liberty or adiaphoria, they call it, as a cloak for sin. 1 Peter 2:15 and 16 dealt with this. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men, as free, not using your liberty or adiaphoria for a cloak of maliciousness, but as servants of God. So, you know, you hear people say all the time, oh, you're saved by grace alone, faith alone, and you don't have to worry about works and being holy and not sinning because Jesus did it all. Those are all lies. I cover all that at the teaching blog. There's no such verse that says you're saved by faith alone, grace alone. You're saved by grace through faith, but it's never alone. Holiness, obedience, endurance, born again, repentance all come with that grace that God calls us to via our faith. So the Bible speaks very clearly about this. And I just wanted to warn you saints and seekers, if you're going to be joining the faith and seeking after Christ, be aware of this adiaphoria way, Christian liberty abused, basically. And be cautious if anybody comes and they start speaking a lot about, oh, you got liberty, 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 adiaphoria. And they stretch it way out of bounds to keep sin, churchianity, worldly ways, fleshly ways, pride and vanity, and they're rebellious. No, narrow is the way to eternal life. Jesus said it. The Bible teaches that all over. But this adiaphoria or abused liberty makes it a very, very broad way. You should be very, very cautious of any broad way. Those who are truly born of God, they hate sin. They love righteousness. That's one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:9 is righteousness. They repent and they flee all appearance of evil. 1 Thess 5, right? But those who are looking to cry adiaphoria or liberty and stay in sin, worldliness, even gray areas. If it's a gray area, you should run from it. Think of that. How close do you want to get to sin? If you're not sure it's sin, why are you even close to it? You get my point. Those people are leaven. They will corrupt you. I encourage you to be wise as saints, wise as serpents as saints. Jesus told us so in the book of Matthew. Don't be caught unaware of the wicked, corrupt ways of churchianity and man-made religion all around us. Last thing, I always encourage saints, when you're pondering in your life what to do, always fall towards God's word, towards holiness, towards obeying God in all your ways. Don't always fall towards the flesh. Don't always fall towards what you think is liberty. Don't fall for adiaphoria ways. Because oftentimes, if you train yourself to look at something and go, well, that's God's way, that's the world and the flesh's way, I think it's okay, I'll go to the world and flesh. If you always are falling towards the world and the flesh and churchianity, I promise you, you're moving away from God. But you know what? If you always make a decision and go, you know what, I'm not sure, but I'm going to fall towards God. When in doubt, fall towards God, always. And guess what? You're always going in the right eternal direction. Doesn't that make sense? Christian liberty, there's very few true issues about it, biblically speaking. And adiaphoria have been abused and corrupted by churchianity, the world, people's flesh. Don't be a part of it. Repent, be holy, be set apart. Strive to conform your ways to God's word. Look at the saints in the New Testament, first century. They were not leaning towards the culture. They were not leaning towards man-made religion. They were not leaning towards their flesh in any ways. The only time there was liberty was between Jews and Gentiles, old to the new, as that change had taken place. Everything else was very, very clear in God's word. If you need help discerning some topics, let me know. I'm here and happy to help you. Thanks for listening for this quick teaching. Adiaphoria explained, Christian liberty abused. Don't partake of it. The more you kill your flesh, the more you deny, the more you walk in holiness, the more you lean towards God, as James says, draw near to God, he will draw near to you. The more you lean and run towards God, your life will be built more on the solid rock of Christ. And you won't have to worry about all those shifting sands of adiaphoria and abused Christian liberty. Hey, check out don'tperish.com. Go to the teaching blog, sisters' blogs. Go to the audios, street preaching videos, teaching articles, all kinds of resources for you. Striving every day to edify the saints as we live out in the world, van dwelling for Christ, preaching Christ crucified to this lost and dying world. Yeah, adiaphoria is just another thing we have to confront. Christian abused liberty every day. But you know what? What a glorious job we get to do. Contend for the faith once delivered, as Jude says. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.